Good point. And on a lighter note, Brianna, are you tempted to take up the Chief Minister's challenge for women to stand for Parliament in the new Assembly?
It's an interesting... I applaud the Chief Minister's statements to try and get more women to come forward into politics. I don't know that I'd be well suited to that. I think I've certainly identified an issue that affects a great many Canberrans. If I'm doing a good job of representing them, then that's a very good thing. But I must say that it's the human factor for me that makes this very rewarding and enjoyable. I don't know that that would translate well into political life, but I went to two FORAG meetings yesterday. I came out with a beautiful baked apple and marmalade pie. I came out with some eggs from someone's chickens, and I came out, most importantly of all, with a great sense of the excellent community that we have in Canberra. You know, tough times can strike, but people really do rally together to support each other and to help others.
Brianna, that's how I got involved in politics, the almost identical sort of way, and then thought, yes, I can make a difference. I'd love to talk to you about the possibilities, and I know that the Chief Minister indicated she'd be happy to talk to you as well, because actually we need people like you in the Assembly.
That's a great compliment. I've got to be honest, when I embarked on this, I did it out of sheer desperation and a vague hope. I can remember sitting down with Minister Corbell, and I asked him what the current government policy was on the Mr. Fluffy Homes, and he very kindly went through what the policy was. And I said, well, Minister, with respect, I don't believe that policy will really meet the needs of affected people. It seems to me you've got 1,050 homes, and some poor people have to live in these homes, and it doesn't seem that the policy is probably meeting our needs. It's certainly not meeting my family's needs. And I said, so I propose forming a group. I don't know how many people will come forward, but however many come forward to me, I'll bring forward the representative views. And at that point, I thought I'd probably get about 10 families join with mine. I had no idea that half of the affected homeowners would come forward and say, thank you very much for forming a group. We would love to come together and talk about the impact of this debacle on our lives and form a path forward. It's been a rewarding experience, I must say.